I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Republican Brian Kemp resigned today as Georgia's Secretary of State, a day after his campaign said he captured enough votes to become governor. As the state's top election official, Kemp oversaw the race. His resignation this morning came as a hearing began for a lawsuit in which five voters asked that he be barred from exercising his duties and any further management of his own election tally. Democratic rival Stacey Abrams' campaign had repeatedly accused Kemp of improperly using his post as Secretary of State. Kemp's resignation took effect at noon today. Less than 900 votes separate the candidates in Georgia's 7th congressional district, with Republican incumbent Rob Woodall holding a slight lead over Democratic challenger Carolyn Bordeaux. Both candidates are waiting on provisional and overseas ballots to be counted before the results are certified next week. Woodall is seeking his fifth term as a U.S. representative, while Bordeaux is hoping to become the first woman to represent Georgia's 7th district. And in Georgia's 6th congressional district, Republican incumbent Karen Handel has conceded the race to Democrat Lucy McBath. Handel congratulated McBath on social media this morning. Lucy McBath is a first-time candidate who became an advocate for gun control after her teenage son was fatally shot 6 years ago in Florida by a man who felt the teen was playing music in his car too loud. Georgia's next Secretary of State will be elected in a runoff. Unofficial returns show Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger and former Congressman John Barrow will face off again on December 4th. Neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote Tuesday. Meanwhile, unofficial returns also show at least one GOP-held seat on the Public Service Commission will be decided in a runoff. District 3 incumbent Chuck Eaton, who represents Metro Atlanta, is below the required 50% vote total in his race with Democrat Lindy Miller and Libertarian Ryan Graham. The Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta has released the names of 15 church leaders credibly accused of sexually abusing a minor. The list includes men who worked at churches or schools from 1956 up to today in parishes north of Macon. In a statement, Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory apologized for the, quote, damage that young lives have suffered and the profound sorrow and anger that our families have endured. According to the Archdiocese website, more than 1 million Catholics live in north central Georgia. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks lost to the New York Knicks last night by a score of 112-107. Atlanta hosts the Detroit Pistons on Friday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.